sebe kuthethe konoku bakwenza indikimba yabo eyokukampena ukuthi nabe siyabona ama-supporters awo bahle bafike bathi hhayi izek iyala ukwenza lokhu besazi ukuthi into abafuna sizenze zingaphandle komthetho. Ngalokho-ke uZulu omningi ongabe esekela lawo ma-parties azwa kuthiwa ikhomishini isebenza ngendlela ethile kungabe kuyibo abantu abaningi mhlawumbe abakhulumelezi babolekini zabo-network labo basho umbono wabo. Umbono wabo uvelele ekuthini baza mihla yemalanga kukhulunywa kubi ngekhomishini, kukhulunywa kubi ngo-chairman wethu, kukhulunywa kubi ngama-commissioners angomama, kukhulunywa kubi ngabanye ama-commissioners kuze kukhulunywa ngabanye bethembisa ukuthi bazadubula ama-commissioners. Yiyo into ekhona khonapho. Kodwa iqiniso elimqoka eliyaziwa langophezulu yikuthi ikhomishini yona iyenza umsebenzi wayo ngendlela esinikwe ngawo yi-electoral act, the constitution yelizwe.
Kodwa kulihluphi yini lina njengezeki ukuza ukuthi abantu abaningi elizweni balibona njengogatsha olusekela ibandla lezanu-PF?
Abantu bayavunyelwa ukukhuluma imbono yabo ngendlela abafuna ngayo, ngendlela abafuna ukukhambela ngayo. Iqiniso elikhona yokuthi asisebenzelani lezanu-PF, asisibo abantu bezanu-PF. Yale zanu-PF yona ngowayo kukhona ukunyila ekade ekufisa kuma-partilizon committees zakwala zathi hhayi lokhu akukho emthethweni. So asisoze siyehluleke ukuthi silale ntungamile ngenxa yokuthi ozibani lozibani bakhuluma intando yabo ethile bekhuluma besazi ukuthi bakhuluma manga ngendlela ikhomishini ekhuluma ngayo esebenza ngayo. Iqiniso elimqoka endishileyo engizaliphinda futhi yikuthi ikhomishini isebenza ngomthetho welizwe. Nxa ekhona obona ngani umthetho welizwe kawulandelwa, abantu bayazi ukuthi bahamba ngayo, bahamba enkantolo, baye e-high court, baye kuthi hhayi izeki ayisebenzi kuhle endaweni ethile nangendlela ethile.